Good evening, all the listeners at BBS Radio or who are listening to the recording. This is Monday, September 1st, and we are early live on BBS Radio. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible. This is, as usual, a conference call in combination with this recording on BBS and the live show. Every time you hear a ding, as you just did, that is a new caller joining in. I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Wanda.
Wanda, good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Who else joined in? If you want to, feel free to say your name and location. We welcome you anyway. And tonight's call. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Philadelphia.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
If you want to,
we welcome you. All right. So, yes, tonight's call is about Michael Jackson, who out of the blue came in through a channeling. Terry, good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Joan, Newport, Rhode Island.
Hi, Joan. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right. Somebody else joined in. We welcome you. You want to please say your name and location.
Terry in California.
Hi, Terry. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Darmanon in my bedroom.
Hello, Darmananda. Welcome. All right. Great. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane again. I cut myself off.
Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you.
All right. Who else joined in? We welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Marilyn in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hi.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Hi, everybody. Robert and
Ronnie
from Glendora.
Hi, Rob and Ronnie. Welcome to the call.
Hello.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Why are you watching me?
Who's that? All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
All right. Good evening to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hey, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, is this Marilyn?
Yeah.
Good evening. Please see your neighbor location.
Shirley from Seward, Alaska. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Shirley, and welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
My middle name's Marion. Does that count? No.
The
Marylands all count.
Probably not good enough for those guys.
All right, Wanda. Your middle name is what, sorry?
Marion.
Marion. All right.
Yeah, I have a few names.
Hey, hi.
Yes, Armananda.
My birthday is tomorrow.
Your what, sorry?
My birthday is tomorrow.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right.
Happy Lori Parapato.
Who is this? Sorry, say your name again, please.
Lori Parapato.
Hello, Lori. Welcome to the call.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Here. Did I hear Carla?
You did.
All right, Carla. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
All right. I'm glad
Thanks
you're here.
Hello, everybody.
I could hear your voice.
Hello, Carla.
Hey.
Hello.
Back to Lori.
You're on your own tonight?
Is it the first time you're calling in, Lori?
Yes, it is.
All right. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mukilteo, Washington.
From Washington. All right. Welcome to the call. Next time, Warren, welcome to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, hi, it's Sedona Jim.
Sedona Jim, we welcome you. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, great. And now welcome to the next call. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Hey, John, good evening to you. Welcome to the call.
Hi.
All right. And I welcome all those people that are joining in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. I see it's 6 o'clock. We're still waiting for Wynn to show up. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Aloha. This is Lyra calling from Mount Shasta tonight.
All right. And I'm sorry, what's your name?
Lyra.
Oh, Lyra. How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for being here.
You betcha.
All right. More people joined in. We welcome you all. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Percy, it's North Carolina.
Good evening, Percy. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, Hives.
All right. Who was the other person? Please say your name and location.
It's Carola in Canmore area, Alberta, out in the mountains.
All right. Welcome to the call, Carola.
Hi.
All right. And then welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Shirley again. I disconnected myself.
Welcome back, Shirley.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Did you get email tonight?
Yep.
Two of them.
All right. So what it says... Did we talk to Michael Jackson? That is the topic. This was a channeling from 2009 where unexpected, out of the blue, Michael Jackson, claiming to be Michael Jackson at least, came through Terry during a channeling. And we will hear about it tonight. I welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Lauren in Santa Rosa.
Hello, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, Lauren. And the next caller, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
It's Chicago, Aurora, Illinois.
Who is this, from Illinois?
Yes, from Illinois. Chicago, Aurora, Illinois.
All right, and what is your name?
James Liggett.
All right, hi, James. Welcome to the call.
I listen to many other things. Sometimes I listen to them offline. Or download them. So I find them very, very interesting.
All right. It's good to have you live on the call tonight, James.
I also subscribe.
All right. More people have joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Cecil in Seattle.
Okay.
Good evening to you, Cecil. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Hey, Chris in Memphis.
Hey, brother Chris. How you doing, man?
Hey, brother Heist. What's up, man?
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, glad to be here.
All right.
You're Rick, Iowa City.
Hi, Rick. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. Good, good, good.
Chris, did you say that channel was in 2002?
In 2009.
Oh, nine. Oh, okay.
Yes, and I been mentioned that yesterday. I thought that Michael, that it was more recent that he passed away, but I guess not.
No, that's what I thought, too.
I think that he waited for a while thinking about whether or not he wanted to expose Terry, you know?
Yes, but I thought, because he's saying it was in 2009, but it's pretty sure it was that he's incorrect with the date on that.
Yeah, I didn't think he'd been gone that long.
I think so, too.
Yes,
it's more like
has.
2012 or something, I think.
No, it's been that long.
It has been that long yet?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was 2009.
All right. We had somebody else join in, I believe. We welcome you. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, Wynn. It's Kim in Florida. How are you?
Hi, Kim. Welcome to the call. You may call me Vin. That's fine.
Or you can call me Ben.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Exactly.
No doubt.
Hello, Win.
No eyes.
You couldn't find a parking spot.
No, I couldn't get online on my phone.
All right.
So, I'm on Skype.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're on Skype because yesterday it was not so great on the phone at the end. All right, we have limited time, Wynn. It's 6:05.
There we go. Can you hear me now?
Yep. I'm going to close the line.
Am I loud and clear?
You're
in for.
I think so. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to. If it's okay, you want to talk? Can I close the lines? Mute the lines?
All callers are muted.
All right, Wynn, speak up, please.
There we go. Let's start the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is happy December 1st, 2014, and this is Winfrey and in Sedona with Terry and Hives and Magalia. And this is going to be a very interesting call tonight, and it has to do with something that happened in 2009. And as you guys probably know, I'm the world's biggest skeptic about my own stuff. And I reach a level of saying, okay, I think this is happening. And then something else happens that pushes the wall, pushes the envelope. And in this particular case, Terry, are you on the line? Let's just see.
No, she's not here yet.
She's not here. Okay. Yeah, bad. Hard to find good help. Well, it was in 2009, and Terry and I were living in very near downtown Los Angeles. She was working in a legal office. And she would come home from the office, and we would oftentimes do sessions. And we were doing conference calls at the time, but I never talked about this on the conference call when we were doing it, because we had a very small group of people. And I thought that it was an uphill kind of battle or challenge is a better word, an uphill challenge to convince people, or I want to say convince, for people to come to the conclusion that maybe we were really talking to the Elohim. And of course, that was an uphill challenge for me to believe, and we've gone through many calls where I had to go through whatever I went through to get to that place. And so we were on we had the tape recorder running, and I did my invocation of light, and suddenly Terry was talking, but it wasn't Elohim. It was she was angry. She was talking about this voice being angry, and that went on for a few seconds, and then she said, "Oh my God, it's Michael Jackson," and I'm saying to myself, "Oh no, what next?" Well, a couple of things about Michael Jackson, because I did a lot of studying about Michael Jackson as this was occurring, cross-referencing things. And it seems like,
okay.
Now some of you, Carla? Hi, Carla.
Hey.
Excuse me, I was talking to the cat. I forgot. I was mic'd.
you're on the moderator. Hey, did your machine come today?
Well, hi, baby.
Hey.
Hi. What'd you ask me?
I said, did your machine come?
No, the machine didn't come yet.
Okay, so it'll be tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll come when it comes, I promise.
Now everybody knows it fits to a machine, okay? And they're saying, what
yeah,
kind of machine?
Yeah, he sent me a machine, guys.
what kind of machine did Carla, did Wynn send Carla? So in any case, here we were. Shall I mute you? I'll mute you. Although it's fun to have you chip in your 2 cents, you know. If you keep it quiet, I won't mute you.
Oh, well, I'll do my best to chip in whatever I've got.
All right.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
And thank you.
All callers are unmuted.
Hey, everybody's unmuted. And how many of you, is anybody on the line for the first time today?
Yes.
I am.
Yes. Okay. You know, we sent the notice out to our entire list, and I thought the Michael Jackson.
All callers are muted.
Would be really interesting. And just for the new people, we are having extraordinary experiences on this line, on this conference call. And I'm a witness to it, even though I'm the facilitator to it. And most of our calls, our Monday call varies in topic. But we have these conversations with a voice that says it's the Elohim. They say they're a group soul. They say they created the universe. They don't take the position of being God. In fact, they say they don't like to be worshipped. They like to have friends in this realm because this realm got really screwed up. And it's like they have the ability to make a contribution. And people that keep coming to our calls start... Many of them start having extraordinary experiences in their life. And we have all our archives up. We have, they're really, really fascinating. And you don't have to believe anything. In fact, it's best if you don't. If you don't believe anything, and let the calls either touch you or not based on the quality of inspiration and sensibility that comes through. And from my perspective, from the things that I have learned, there are these two huge group souls in higher dimensions that monitor our planet and can make contributions here and that can help us evolve. They have a lot of wisdom about how things work and that many of these individual souls in these two groups have chosen to take bodies here to be of service, and they're called wanderers or star seeds. And once they come here, they no longer remember that they made that decision. And many of the people that are paying attention to my work, I would conjecture, would come under this category of wanderer or starseed. And usually some of the characteristics are that you feel alienated. You feel like there's something you're supposed to do, but you don't know what it is. You're attracted to spiritual things, metaphysical things, ET things. Sometimes you're overly sensitive. Sometimes you have a very hard time feeling connected at all with anything. And the work I'm doing seems to wake those people up. And I would say a really high percentage of people that listen to George Norrie could very likely be wanderers. And by this particular look at things, I would say almost certainly Michael Jackson was a wanderer. And he had many songs that were very commercial, very upbeat. And then he had certain songs that were still commercial, but not only were they commercial, but they were deep. They showed a wisdom of the realm. And I thought, I'm going to go right back to the experience, but I thought I would play one of his songs that are deep, okay? And listen to the lyrics carefully. I checked this out, and I think you'll be able to hear them. This is certainly not the hi-fi way of playing music. But, okay, well, I don't know if you heard the lyrics, but essentially the essence of that song is if we want to make the world a better place, we have to start with ourselves. And I know that's true. And that most of the time, we just don't know how to change. We're in our own little box, and we keep rattling off the walls. But like here, just to I'll just read the first verse or something. I'm going to make a change for once in my life. I'm going to feel real good. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids on the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind? Pretending not to see their needs. A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, because they got nowhere to go. That's why I want you to know I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make it change. I've been a victim of a selfish kind of love. It's time that I realize there are some with no home, not a nickel to loan. Could it really be me pretending they're not alone? A widow deeply scarred, somebody's broken heart, and a washed out dream. They follow the pattern of the wind, you see, because they got no place to be. That's why I'm starting with me. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. So obviously, that is a really sensitive, deep, compassionate song. And I have to say, even when Michael was doing his really big hits, as I started to research Michael's background, I'm just going to mention this, I'm not going to go into it. I have learned that many of our media enterprises, from television to movies to music, have a lot of control by what people call the negative elite. And early on, Michael was under the influence of that. And you can go look on YouTube and just look it up, and you'll find loads of videos, symbols on his videos. And probably in the year or two before he died, he was trying to change. And he was trying to get out of that. And one of his more recent songs, I mean, he did some interviews where he was trying to expose that. And you can go, you have to search YouTube to see it. And then he wrote a song called They Don't Care About Us, where he was trying to put into his music some of his new understandings of how the world was controlled. And I'm just going to play a little bit of They Don't Care About Us. It's kind of a big rock beat, and it's really hard to hear the lyrics, but I'll just play a verse and then I'll read you a couple of the lyrics and you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay. And of course, it was shortly after that that Michael died, and a lot of people think there was some hanky-panky to it. Now, when I talked to Michael, we didn't talk about that. And you can draw your own conclusions. There's lots of stuff on the internet. And I would suggest on so many of the things that are happening in the world, you do your own research, because nothing is like it seems. I know that for sure. And I know that if you're watching television, if you're watching news, if you're reading newspapers, you're not getting the right stuff. Let's see. We don't care about us. I have just, let me see here. Here we go. Here's a couple lyrics from They Don't Care About Us. Tell me what's become of my wife. I have a wife and two children who love me. I'm the victim of police brutality now. I'm tired of being the victim of hate. You're ripping me off my pride. Oh, for God's sake, I look to heaven to fulfill its prophecy. Set me free. Skinhead, deadhead, everybody going bad. Trepidation, speculation, everyone, allegation. In the suite, on the news, everybody, dog food, blackmail, blackmail. Throw your brother in jail. All I want to say is they don't really care about us. Tell me what's become of my rights. Am I invisible because you ignore me? Your proclamation promised me free liberty. Now I'm tired of being the victim of shame. They're throwing me in a class with a bad name. I can't believe this is the land from which I came. You know, I really do hate to say it. The government don't want to see, wait a second. Don't want to see, but if Roosevelt was living, he wouldn't let this be. All I want to say is they don't really care about us. Some things in life they just don't want to see. But if Martin Luther was living, he wouldn't let this be. And all I want to say is they don't really care about us. Well, that's a pretty controversial song for a superstar like Michael. So did all this stuff provoke his death? I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised. Well, on the day that he died is the day that he started talking to us through Terry. And like anything, I don't even know if I was cognizant of that was the day that he died until afterwards. But he was in the morgue in downtown L.A., and we were living like 3 miles from the morgue. And the only thing I can suppose is we started off to talk to our sources, and we were sending a big blast of energy out to the universe, and Michael Soul picked it up. Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You want to say anything? I'm going to play the audio that we did, but would you like to say anything of your memory of how it felt when he came through?
Yes. I was in the process of tuning to the Elohim to do a channeling, and we were recording, and I could not get through. I tried and tried, but I was blanketed by another energy, and I didn't know what it was. And I kept getting, like, sinister, angry, black pictures. And at first I tried to push them away, and they wouldn't push away. It's like it was intent to get something across to me. So finally I just said, all right, you know, bring it on. What is it? And I just let myself be there and open to see whatever it was. And then I realized that these were pictures from Thriller, and so I said, okay, what's making the pictures? What's behind the pictures? And there was Michael behind the pictures, and he was desperately trying to get my attention. And he was very, very upset, totally emotional. I said, I've got everything prepared. I'm all ready to go on. And, I mean, this is what he was thinking. I've got everything ready to go. I've got to go on tour. I've got to show my kids what I can do. I got this all set up. I've got to keep my commitment. He was very, very passionate about it. And so I just started relaying to Wynn through the taping of what he was telling me. So that's now, what happened.
The very first time, he wasn't actually talking to me. He was kind of ranting to Terry, and I'm listening, and she's revealing his rant, okay? Because he was just about, he was going to go on a tour in Europe, a big tour, and it was sold-out tour. And here is the audio. I think this is the audio of the rant. I'm going to tell you what's coming. For the next 3 days, we spoke to Michael, and I was testing it. I was asking him, Michael, how do you write a song? Can Terry sing one of your songs? And I was saying, really, Michael. So you're going to hear me play that. And then I called Daphne. I'm going to call her DK because she likes to be anonymous. So I called her and I said, guess what? We're talking to Michael. And the next day she called me back and she said, Michael started talking to me. And then she got, every day she was getting another session with Michael. And you can see why I didn't want to talk about this at the time. And finally, DK told me something that Michael told her that convinced me that it really was Michael and that I had a long-time connection with Michael, and so did DK. And I'm going to explain that in just a moment. You'll hear some of the sessions. Here is, I believe, I may be wrong here, but I think this is the first session that came through Terry. This was in 2009, I think it was in June. And
are you recording? We are full of love experience, and many emotions are being expressed. And it is of a particular frequency of rage, which has a very nice resonance to it, based upon the fact that it is Michael Jackson's rage, and he has a particular resonance that is very musical, that extends through his vibrational body. And therefore, his rage, it has many overtones, but of a resonance that is very beautiful when viewed from a creative or viewed from a non-rageful perspective. As we are not experiencing rage, and we have sadness, however, at the deep wounding of and brokenheartedness of the inability of this beautiful bird to fly and fulfill his projected destiny, which he had worked so hard to fulfill.
Terry, is that the Elohim there? Who's talking?
Yeah, it might be. I don't remember. Might be the Elohim that's interpreting.
That wasn't Michael talking, obviously. Somebody was talking and looking at Michael and speaking very highly of him, right? Hang on.
That's right. Yeah. They're looking at it from a different perspective. Go ahead.
This impetus will not be lost in the future, as he will again have opportunity to express his creativity. He needs to be nurtured and listened to and allowed to express himself. Now he is interiorized into conversations at the building where his body is. And he is listening to these conversations and being a part of them, not is contributing to them, but absorbing them as if he can get some prognosis for future survival of this body with them, as if there might be some hope he is hoping for.
I can't tell you what happened there.
He still has not really told.
Go ahead.
There were some doctors that came in at that point and were going to do an autopsy. And he was looking, Michael was looking at it like that they were going to save his life and bring him back to life. And so he said like he had to go, and he was paying attention to those doctors and hoping against hope that they were going to restore his life.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, this is okay.
It's totally his full circumstance. Do you have questions?
Does he know he's dead?
That was our point. He is not dead, therefore he doesn't know.
So I said, does he know he's dead? They said he doesn't know he's dead. Well, the next day, I mean, that was, remember, I'm trying to say, is this real? Is that really Michael that's there? And Terry is, like, believing it. And the next day, I had a conversation with Michael. He came through, and he became verbal with me. And he said, how do I do? I was going to test him to try to prove to myself it was really him. And I asked him how he wrote songs. And here's what he said.
Okay, we're taping.
Okay. I want to show you how I write a song. For instance, a song about the experience we had today on the on the call. First of all, it takes the vibrations that are available, that are coming in. And then I track the vibrations, and I see where the vibrations are going. And then I move into those vibrations and sound it out with my voice. And it makes a... This is the song title, Ladder to Heaven, and moving with lower vibrations, or from the heavy vibrations of thriller, to take one from fear, scared, and to move into the ringing, resonant, heavenly sound. I start out with my voice, which is, I can't make this person's voice move like my voice can move. It is totally untrained to move in the ranges where I would go. And to hold air and the muscles are all out of that were making no sound. But there was a couple sounds which would be investigated. And then the ceiling is very high and going upwards.
I could explain a little bit there. It was
Pardon? I just said it is a little hard to understand him, but go ahead.
Yeah, he was trying to use my voice and to demonstrate with my voice the various tones that he would start to put together when he was creating a song. And he was talking about how my voice was totally untrained and he couldn't get it to make the sounds like he, it was all untrained and distorted because my vocal cords weren't trained to go where his were, and I could see how trained his were and how frustrated he was because he couldn't make my vocal cords do what he could have made them do with his body.
All right, let's continue.
I appreciate your the words. Opportunity.
Thank you.
And wish for the glory performing and dancing. That's all for this moment.
Thank you.
That's the end of it. Did you get it?
Huh?
Did you get it?
That's Terry saying, did I get it? Now, I'm sitting here thinking, well, you know what? It did sound like a musician. It did sound like someone who had to write a song. Carla, what did you think?
I thought that it was absolutely authentic. I don't believe Terry would have ever made a fool of herself.
Right. Right.
And I could hear where her voice was trying to go.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Yep. Yep. The next day, I had Michael, said, can't you sing a song for Terry? And he tried, okay? Here we go. Okay, go ahead.
The words to beat it are, there's different tracks that are all put together for beat it. It's like one of the tracks is beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it. And then there's another track that's put on top of it. So that's all I have to say right now.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. So the next thing that happens is I told DK that we're talking to Michael Jackson. She happened to be living in Sitka, Alaska at the time, and she was kind of coming into our calls and participating for a while. And Terry, I got a question. I was curious. Are you picking up Michael's frequency while we're doing the show?
Oh, no, I'm not. It's like after the first few days, and then Daphne started picking him up, then I didn't pick him up anymore as if he was,
switched.
He wasn't coming back through me after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in any case, when DK started, she was typing the messages out. She was not channeling live. There are no tapes of it. And I told her, remember, it was 2009, and almost nobody knew what I was doing. And I had no idea how to, interestingly enough, that's her
calling me on the phone right now. I'm not going to answer. Maybe I should. Maybe I should. She'll probably yell at me. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there. Guess what? Guess what? Your timing is perfect. I am doing...
My timing is perfect. Who are you hanging out with today?
We're doing a Monday night show, and we're, for the first time, we're talking about Michael Jackson, and I was just about to read some of your Michael Jackson sessions.
Oh, my.
And there you are calling exactly at the moment that I'm doing it. So I figured it's supposed to...
You're going to laugh when I tell you where I am.
Well, keep in mind now, you're on the air right now, okay?
You'll laugh. I'm in Paso Robles.
Okay. All right. Paso Robles. Okay.
Yes.
So right now, you might as well stay on and be part of this. You want to be part of the show and say something? Okay. I'm going to...
I just drove down from the Sierras. I was up near Angel's Camp.
Okay.
I was.
All right. So I'm just about to read some of the sessions that you had done when Michael was coming through you. And this was the day after I told her. And, of course, I told Daphne, please don't put this on the Internet. I don't want anyone to know that we're channeling Michael Jackson. And the next day, the sessions were all over the world on different blogs in Japan. And I said, oh, my God, I hope nobody finds this. So here I am talking about it publicly. Here we go. This is July 13th. I'm here, and I'm waiting. And, like, what is this lag between my thoughts and people knowing that I am not really gone at all? I can see all of you, and some of you are hearing me and cannot believe it, and some of you are willing to believe it. And for you folks especially, I am very grateful. I did not want nor intend to die. It was a malfunction of my circulatory system combined with the adverse effects of pain meds I'm addicted to because I have severe back injury from accidents and trauma and not maintaining my health due to intense pressure in the industry. Sony killed me. They squeezed the lifeblood out of me, and I am so at a loss and pissed off. My children need me. Do you see Paris? Did you see... Wait a second here. Wait a second. Hang on. I lost my place here. Did you see Paris? I'm still not back yet. Hang on. Okay, let me just do a search and I'll find that place. Find Paris. Paris, of course, was Michael's daughter. Did you see Paris talking at the stadium? She's never been in front of more than just a room full of people. She had no idea of the magnitude of my career, and she just blurted out from her heart her most vulnerable feelings. She helped to open people's eyes. Fools, they say they are not mine, but look at them. They are my children. Paris's eyes are smoky green, like my father's, and my older son has more prominent nose. People are still so racist, but my children love me. Mom loves me. And them and Diana and Liz love them, and Tito and Jermaine. I miss the baby. He is me. I am him. The place I am in is a heaven world. But they tell me that the show must go on. People will know that I am not gone because the London show will continue. And my energy will be so visible to everyone there and so palpable that they will finally know that death is not the end. It is the doorway. You are asking me about my nose this afternoon during the nap. And I tell you, it started out slow, you know. I just wanted to fit in and look nice for my fans. He's talking about his plastic surgery. And my father was telling me I was so ugly. And then I saw what I could do. I could morph, change into what I wanted to be. Rather than feeling stuck in a cage like a wooden character who was doomed to a life of terrible misery. But it got out of hand, the pressure of the concerts, the phenomenal success of Thriller. We never dreamed, even Quincy Jones, that it would do so well, get so big. And then I felt, you know, the fans expected perfection. I had to be better, and that means in every way. So I had to be physically the embodiment of what I was trying to proclaim, express in my lyrics and music. And I got sharper, more focused, more intense, edgier. Now, some would say I lost my balance, my equilibrium, and in part that was true. You know, I did really love Lisa Marie, but kind of like I loved Janet, my sis. We could just talk until the wee morning hours. She really understood me. We love and care about each other. Same with Brooke. But it's not a, that's not a painful relationship. This is a fun one. Lisa Marie carries a lot of the same wounds that I do around her dad. She said I was more like him than anyone else in the world. She wrote that song about missing Daddy. You know, she was only 5 when he died. At least Paris is a little older. She's 13. I'm so proud of her. She's an angel, my babies. I am not gone. I am just not in the physical. I will make myself very known to many people, including your work partner, dear friend Wynn. I will help him with his music, but he must ask for it and believe in himself that his music is what heals hearts, not just the metaphysical work, because music is the language of the world. And then he says, I knew you in, he's talking to me, I knew you in Egypt and Lemuria, oh, he's talking to Daphne, in Egypt and Lemuria, and Wynn also, and Terry from Maldek. You and I have worked together before. And you have worked with Audrey Rose, Stevie Wonder, and Michael McDonald, and Diana. Oh, Diana, she was a second mother to me, you know. Daphne, you want to make any comments?
Yes, I'm here. Do I want to make any comments?
Yeah, I'm reading your channeling.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
It's really hard to hear you. I'm sorry.
But you're coming through clear. Would you like to make any comments on that experience?
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. That was 2009. I was up in Sitka, Alaska. And actually, I remember it pretty well. He passed on June 25th. And I remember his energy. I was very surprised that he came in. And he came in so strongly, literally for 2 or 3 days, couldn't sleep. And Michael's energy would not leave me alone. And finally, I went on this drive up this mountain, about to about, oh, I don't know, 3,000 feet or so on Sitka, and I kind of screamed to the heavens, you know, what do you want? What do you want me to do? And he said, write it down. So I went back to my house and got on the laptop and just started typing out apparently what he was saying or wanting to say. And I think there were 3 different sessions that came through.
Mm-hmm.
I've never brought through anyone else before. I mean, a person. You know, I don't do mediumship per se, or I haven't. So it was, you know, it was a different kind of an experience. And then subsequent to that, you know, I have some odd connections with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Some very odd connections.
You know, I just was going to say, in the session that she didn't write down, we got to close in a minute.
Okay.
So, but I wanted to add that I was trying to figure if this was really Michael Jackson. And some of you know this, I don't talk about it a lot, but I have a connection with this radical Egyptian pharaoh called Akhenaten, and there's some kind of connection between Daphne and his wife at the time, who was called Nefertiti. And I did a workshop on that called The Egyptian Connection, which I did send out on today's thing. Michael said he knew us in Egypt and that he was a court entertainer for the Pharaoh and his wife, and he had a crush on Nefertiti, and they had an affair, and the Pharaoh then got really annoyed and cut his thing off. And so I said, can this be true? And so I started searching the internet, and you guys can look this up on YouTube. Michael wrote a song and did a music video probably 25 years ago. Can you remember the time? And in that music video, he is serenading Akhenaten and Nefertiti. He's making eyes at Nefertiti, and Akhenaten sends the troops after him. And all the while, he's singing the song, Can You Remember the Time? And I was closed. I was convinced it was really Michael. I was convinced that I knew him and that it was all true. And it's time to end this call. So, Daphne, thank you for sharing. Terry, thank you for sharing. I hope people... Terry, could you hear Daphne?
Yes.
You could hear her. Good. Okay. And you called just at the moment I was reading that. So it was perfect timing. Perfect timing.
There's one other very odd piece of synchronicity, and that is I just made a phone call to someone I know in my world, who knows of this person, and he was Michael Jackson's dance coach.
Yeah. Listen, I got to sign off, okay?
Okay,
so thank you for being here. Thank you all for listening. And
Vin, possibly a follow-up next week?
Do what?
Do a follow-up call next week, Monday?
Well, we'll see. We'll see if Michael wants to say hello. Daphne, see if Michael wants to say hello to us, and we'll do a call next week, okay?
Okay.
If you want to, okay?
All right.
On that note, I'm...
All callers are unmuted.
And
good night.
Thank you. Is that interesting, guys?
Hi, guys. This is Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Wynn.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you,
Wynn. Thank you, Daphne.
Goodbye. Thank you.
God bless you all.